I'm Russ White for MSU Today. The Spartan football team is headed to the December 28th Holiday Bowl in San Diego, California to play Washington State.
I am so excited about Michigan State's forthcoming trip to the Holiday Bowl.
That's Scott Westerman, leader of the Michigan State University Alumni Association.
In my own experience, when I think about the Florida Bowls that some people have been bugged about, it's a been there, won that point of view. We've been to the Citrus Bowl. We've been to the Outback Bowl. We have not been to San Diego since the Carrier Classic. And our West Coast Spartans are super excited about being able to host that. In fact, we have Leah Rudy from Las Vegas Spartans, Aaron Lucian from Orange County, Wayne Hoover from Phoenix, all joining Andy Huizinga, who's our San Diego Spartans club president, in putting together a party that I think is going to be fantastic. We're calling it East Lansing West.
The Michigan State University Alumni Association is partnering with Anthony Travel, the official bowl travel provider, to offer Spartan fans the ultimate experience at the Holiday Bowl, December 28th in lovely San Diego, California.
Well, there are a lot of ways you can experience the Holiday Bowl. I always promote the MSU Alumni Tour, because it really is the official way to have that experience. You'll be staying at the team hotel. You're more likely to see the players, hear from the coaches, and talk to the trustees of Michigan State University, President Simon, Mark Hollis. They're all going to be focused on you if you are part of the MSUAA Tour. And one of the cool things we've done this year is we're actually partnering with Anthony Travel, which is the official travel agency of MSU Athletics. So one tour company, great kind of connections, getting all things under one house, and very easy for people to sign up. Just go to MSUAlumniTravel.com, or if you're a phone guy like I am, call 844-278-5618.
That's MSUAlumniTravel.com or 844-278-5618.
Well, the tour this year is from the 27th to the 29th with the game day on the 28th. We kept it short. We kept it tight so it would be inexpensive. We're not sending a charter because so many people are coming from the West. We're seeing people wanting to create their own travel options out of the Midwest here. In fact, I'm really excited to hear about people from Detroit that are planning to go. We have a contingent from West Michigan going. The Chicago Spartans are going to be out there in full force. And even, you know, people from Florida and New York have told me that they'll be going. So I think when you look at the 45,000 tickets that have already been sold for the Holiday Bowl, a good portion of those are going to be green.
Westerman is in his eighth year leading the Michigan State University Alumni Association and says he and his team are focused on lifelong enrichment opportunities for Spartans. And he says Spartans are guided by three principles: fellowship, service, and investment.
As we say in the tagline for this great show, we are the source of lifelong engagement for Spartans. When I think about the ideal definition of a Spartan, great Spartans have three characteristics. They're about fellowship. They seek out Spartans and are responsive when Spartans connect with them. Nothing like hearing like somebody's from Michigan State to make you pick up the phone even if you don't know who they are. And then there's the service aspect, and that's serving under the MSU banner. Well, we do have great things going on, like the Global Day of Service and opportunities all the time for you to participate in club-oriented service actions. There's nothing more magical than for somebody in your local service club, be it Kiwanis, Rotary, or even the PTA, to say, there's that Spartan. We got that Spartan on our team. Serving as the MSU brand is where it's at. And then, you know, the investment, the time, talent, and treasure piece that's so crucial to preserving the institution. We like to think that the best Spartans are making the MSU experience possible for future generations. And if you think about it, our day of giving, which just was completed and raised $500,000 in 24 hours, is the ultimate vote of confidence for the institution. If you're a believer in what Michigan State is doing on all levels, from our research to our amazing undergraduate and graduate education to the changes we're making around the world, there's no better way to vote for that than to become an investor. So those are the three areas: fellowship, service, and investment, that we focus on. Everything we do from a programmatic perspective, from an engagement perspective, has to tie back to one of those three things. And that has been kind of a secret sauce for us in growing the number of people and the quality of people we engage with. We realized long ago that when you have 500,000 alumni out there, that there is no way that you're going to be able to touch every single Spartan life every day. Occasionally, we get a good shotgun blast that everybody remembers and thinks about. If you've been through Detroit Metro Airport, you can't help but notice that Spartans will. We're everywhere over there. But what we're constantly looking for is we're looking for those people who have those three characteristics. We want to engage with them. There are 26 of us here at the MSU Alumni Association. We want to make sure we're spending our time with the right people, people that are willing to seek out other Spartans and to serve under the MSU banner and to ultimately invest their time, talent, and treasure to make sure that the MSU experience endures.
There's a new way to become a member of the MSU Alumni Association.
One of the things that we've learned in the alumni relations business is the most important thing that you can give us is your information. So part of our dues elimination project was to make the barrier to entry very low. And it's absolutely free. All you have to do to become a member of the MSU Alumni Association is to tell us who you are, where you live, and what you do for a living. And if you update that information or affirm it every year, we consider you a member of the Alumni Association. And then there's that third, that investment dimension of what is the essence of a Spartan's will. We encourage all Spartans to be Spartan loyal. That's the term we use, which recognizes a gift of $100 or more to any part of the institution. The real magic about the MSU Alumni Association's evolution is that it's no longer about us as an organization. It really is about our alumni out there and their love for the broader institution. So we want to direct philanthropy towards the alumni's passion. So wherever it is, if you give $100 or more a year, a member of any donor society, could be the Spartan Fund, could be WKAR, could be your favorite college, could be the Spartan Marching Band, you're considered Spartan loyal, and that is the epitome of membership in the MSU Alumni Association. Now, that has been very well received, and it accomplished two of our key objectives. One is to promote that philanthropic and engaged mindset. And the second thing is to help us parse the database of Spartans out there so that we're talking to people who really get it.
Scott Westerman says the MSU Alumni Association will continue to build on its strengths in 2018.
As I look forward to 2018, I'm very excited about the growth of our marquee programs. Grandparents University, which allows grandparents and grandkids, two of our most important demographics, future Spartans and beloved Spartans, to have the MSU experience. That will be the largest ever contingent of Spartans on campus next year. This past year, we had to move to a second residence hall because we wanted to serve 1,300 people, and we did, and we could. So that's one of the exciting things. Another thing to keep to think about if you are a Spartan out there is our MSU Alumni Grand Awards. Each year, we recognize between 10 and 12 extraordinary Spartans. And if you know someone out there that you think has led an amazing Spartan life, we want to hear about it. And you can make those nominations at alumni.msu.edu. Third thing is traveling with the Spartans. The bowl game is kind of the ultimate example of that. But Colleen and I are getting ready to head in mid-January to Australia and New Zealand with a boat full of Spartans who are going to be studying that amazing land on the other side of the rainbow. That's just one of about 50 different tour experiences you can take, whether you want to ride with sled dogs in the Upper Peninsula, take a bike tour with Tim Potter from the MSU Bikes, or see the battlefields of World War II. No better group of people to do it with than people that you share that Spartan connection with. And then coming up in the spring, the Global Day of Service, one of those amazing days where Spartans come together to do that second dimension of the Spartans' will, to serve under the MSU banner in their hometowns. All of that, you can learn more about all of those things at alumni.msu.edu.
For all the information on the ultimate Spartan experience at the Holiday Bowl, December 28th in San Diego, California, visit msualumnitravel.com or call 844-278-5618. That's 844-278-5618.
I'm hoping that we're going to see the largest gathering of Spartans since Pasadena. as we get towards the end of December in San Diego. I'm excited about where things seem to be headed in our signups and looking forward to another MSU 10-win season.
Keep up with Michigan State University Alumni Association leader Scott Westerman on Twitter at MSU Scott W. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.